Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. President Biden announced he would release 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve. Stephen Colbert explained, for those who don't know, the Strategic Reserve is a series of caverns filled with fossil fuel and strategically located inside Rudy Giuliani's head. James Corden, this is great news for me. I was just thinking of getting my wife a barrel of oil for Christmas. Colbert, according to President Biden, this is the largest release from the reserve in U.S. history. And in response, a spokesman for the American Petroleum Institute released this statement. Oil, black gold, sweet dinosaur jelly, West Texas dirt milk. We're rich. We're richer than Jesus. It's not clear if it's going to work. Energy experts have consistently said such a release would do little to lower prices at the pump. It's also not the best look right after you come back from a climate conference saying we must end our addiction to fossil fuels. What's that gas? Is $3.50 a gallon? Let the rivers be choked with crude oil and the carcasses of pelicans. It's a joke, but it's not, you know? Coming off Thanksgiving weekend, I think I am thankful for Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle knows the hardest stretch of the year to do this podcast. One hard stretch is around July 4th. The other hard stretch is the one we're in now, where I have to get from Thanksgiving to about January 15th, and the late night shows take a lot of time off in there, which shortens the front of the podcast. So thank you, Dave Chappelle. Not one, not two, three Dave Chappelle stories today. Let's dive in. From Fox News, Dave Chappelle made a surprise visit to his alma mater in Washington, D.C., where some students reportedly expected him to apologize following the whole Chappelle Gate closer thing. You've heard me talk about that. One student reportedly said, "I'm 16 and I think you're childish. You handled it like a child." Students at the event say Dave responded by saying, "My friend, with all due respect, I don't believe you could make one of the decisions I have to make on a given day." The school had initially moved Dave's appearance from November 23rd to April 22nd over threats of students walking out in protest, but then they moved back to the original plan. Politico reported that Dave Chappelle responded to another antagonistic question from a student, saying, "I'm better than every instrumentalist artist, so no matter what you do in this school right now, I'm better than all of you. I'm sure that will change. I'm sure you'll be household names soon." "What is going on, Dave?" another student shouted at him. "Your comedy skills." Dave responded using the N-word, saying they are killed every day. "The media is not here, right?" One parent said of the event, "As a parent, I have to say I have a real problem. He was being dead serious and using the N-word on the record. What kind of judgment is the school showing to allow that?" Chappelle spokesperson Carla Sims did not immediately respond to Fox News' request. She told Politico, "They're complaining that he talked and said the N-word. If anything, Dave is putting the school on the map. He said these kids deserve an F for forgiveness." She added, "Dave did not expect students to want him to apologize during the visit, but give them some space to grow. They're going to say things that are immature." Duke Ellington spokesperson Savannah Overton said, "During the conversations with students and staff, Dave Chappelle specifically invited the voices of discontent to ask questions. However, as a result, the supporters of Chappelle became the silent majority." Our principal was approached by several students after the assembly who were disappointed that they were not able to voice their support for Chappelle in this forum. Fox adds, despite apparently terse moments, students said Chappelle had a softened tone by the end of the visit, and he denounced death threats some students received over protesting him. One student recounted him as being really kind. One of the students told Politico, "His whole tone changed. He said, 'This is my family, and whether they know it or not, I love these kids. I don't want to hear about any threats of these kids. These kids don't deserve that.'" The student added, "He was really kind. If only he had acted that way the whole time, there was no reason to be mean to us. He was just laughing at kids." Oh, there's more. From Insider, Dave Chappelle is asking for the public's input to decide whether his high school alma mater will name a theater after him. Dave took to Instagram on Friday and wrote, "Talk is cheap, unless I do it. The Duke Ellington School is a glorious institution." Chappelle wrote that the school's founder, Peggy Cooper Caffritz, requested to name the school's theater after him. Dave wrote, "In April, I intend to honor that request. If you object to my receiving this honor, I urge you to donate to the school, noting your objection. If you're in favor of the theater being named Chappelle, I urge you to donate to the school, noting your approval. Whichever opinion donates the highest collective dollar amount wins. If by April, those against the Chappelle Theater exceed the donations of those who are neutral or in favor of the theater being named Chappelle, I will gladly step aside. If not, I will happily attend the naming ceremony. And if you don't care enough to donate, please shut the F up forever." Dave himself has supported the school over the years, donating a total of $100,000 and one of his Emmy Awards. He also held a masterclass for students in 2017, featuring fellow actors Bradley Cooper and Chris Tucker. From Yahoo, Kevin Hart was asked about Dave Chappelle. Kevin says, that man don't have a hateful bone in his body, and I don't say that because it's hypothetical. I say that because I know him, I know his world. I know that he embraces the LGBT plus community because he has friends who are close to him from that community. I know that his kids understand equality, fair treatment, love. I know that his wife embeds that in their kids. I know why people embrace him. He's a good dude. Kevin Hart was asked about this because he had his own kerfuffle back in 2019 when he stepped down from hosting the Academy Awards. Kevin said he learned a big lesson about himself during that time. I can only relate because of what I went through. The difference in what I went through, I learned a lesson in ego. My ego blinded me where I couldn't see what the real thing was about. My ego had me thinking, you want me to apologize? I already did. This is 10 years ago. Why are you asking like this is me now when I said these things? Kevin believes in the goodness in himself and his friend and instead blames the industry. That's my brother. My relationship with Dave is one that I value, respect, and appreciate. In our profession, it's a crab in a barrel mentality. There's this perception that there can only be one star or one funny guy, and we're always pitted against each other. When you have that confidence and security, embrace another talent and stand by another talent, it says a lot about who you are. Dave Chappelle's operating at a different frequency, man, and I couldn't be prouder of him. I think the media have an amazing way of making what they want a narrative to be. Within this conversation attached to Dave, nobody's hearing what his attempt is. They're hearing a narrative that's been created. So the conversation is now amplified into something that's nothing to do with the beginning of what it was. That's where it gets lost. Everybody needs to come down off the soapbox and get a piece of that solution. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines, comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, and my friend, Aaron Hodges. Not that Kostaki and I aren't friends, so you know what I'm saying. Aaron and I used to work together. I never worked with Kostaki, but we're friendly. Anyway, All Pro Lines combines football and jokes. They watch the NFL games, they scribble down some jokes, then they do the podcast called All Pro Lines, and they talk about the football games and work in some jokes. Do you get the premise? It's not that hard. All Pro Lines. I am the Carlos Mencia of promos. I went to their Twitter feed, and I will steal some jokes from @AllProLines. Joke number one, the Browns and Ravens are making more mistakes than Mel Gibson at an open bar. Joke number two, WTF Steelers, I haven't seen this many sad guys in black and yellow since the band Striper broke up. Underrated joke. And they retweeted comedian Andy Kindler, who said, I just made a football move on my wife. That's right. All Pro Lines, wherever you get your podcasts. Why are you wasting time? Finish this episode, then listen to All Pro Lines. Hey, don't forget, if you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Now, look, I got an issue with the National Donuts chain. Twice over the weekend, I went to order my mom a jelly donut, and I went to the app, and National Donuts chain was like, we don't have any donuts. What are you talking about? Donuts? Look, National Donuts chain, I know you think you're a coffee house. You're a donuts chain. I want donuts. I digress. So I might have to go to the place owned by the woman from Battlestar Galactica. You know her. She's got a national coffee chain. Might have to start going there. Just saying. Anyway, if you like what I do and you want to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can throw $5 in the tip jar or you can become a member. And I want to thank Susan, who is a member. She has a recurring membership, so every month her card gets hit, and I get a monthly donation from Susan. Susan, thank you so much. She's one of the prime listeners to this podcast. Really appreciate you being out there, and she supports the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. If you log into Netflix today, you should see a new special called Mo Ammer, Muhammad in Texas. Ammer moved to Texas as a child, and the description, now pay attention here to the copywriting rule of three. I'm going to put a particular lilt in my voice to illustrate the rule of three. In the special, Mo talks about pandemic politics, the stock market, and the spread of Arab culture in the West. Would you like some examples? Hookah, hummus, and the proliferation of bidets. And then we broke away and we did the and more. When you write and more in copywriting, and I've written a lot of copy over the years, this is why I know this. So this last part is, the special house talks about having two homes but no land, the need for greater civility and neighborliness and more. Anytime you write and more means I don't know what else to say here. And more. Mo Ammer, Muhammad in Texas on Netflix. Hey, remember that Pete Holmes bowling sitcom? You forgot about that. I had kind of forgotten about it too, but it has a new name. It used to be called Smallwood. Now, it has the much better title, How We Roll. Love it. How We Roll. Now, interestingly, it was going to be 12 episodes, but a busy comedy schedule forced CBS to lower the episode count to 10. Yeah, a busy comedy schedule is why you cut it back. I'm sure if this is a hit, you'll be like, hey, Pete Holmes, can you crank out 10 more episodes? The cutting by two, that makes me think they're like, yeah, I don't know how good this is. It stars Pete Holmes, Katie Lowes, and Chai McBridge. Is McBridge right? I thought the guy's name was McBride. Chai McBride is an American actor. Let me Google Chai McBridge. There doesn't seem to be anybody named Chai McBridge. But it's a good bit, and I might run with it. Chai McBridge also stars with Pete Holmes in the CBS series based on the life of professional bowler Tom Smallwood, hence the original title, but now it's called How We Roll. The series stars Pete Holmes as Tom, a stoic Midwest husband and dad who gets laid off from a car assembly line and makes the extraordinary decision to provide for his family by following his dream of becoming a professional bowler. As a skilled player, Tom knows that in bowling you get two chances. No matter what you do with the first ball, you get another one to make it right. Ugh, come on, guys. The ultimate second chance. Keeping that in mind, he begins a new career with the loving okay from his wife, Jen, and the unflattering support of Archie, played by Chai McBridge, his mentor and the proud owner of Archie's Lanes. Actually, they got Chai McBride's spelling right, so it's Chai McBride, but I like the McBridge joke. Home of the curly fry, Archie's Lanes. It remains to be seen if Tom will strike it big on the pro bowler circuit, but right now, the pins are set, he's taking a second shot, and in the copywriting rule of three, it's 300 or bust, no date yet for How We Roll. And I wanted to talk about a post I did on the Daily Comedy News podcast group. By the way, some nice activity on the Daily Comedy News podcast group on Facebook over the weekend. Feel encouraged to join and chime in and share stuff. If you're a comedian, you want to promote a show, go ahead. If you see something funny online, you want to promote it, go ahead. Again, you know, let's be reasonable. I had a guy over the weekend who like was promoting his podcast promotion service and posted like 3 days in a row. That person got ejected. That's not what it's for. It's for sharing comedy stories or promoting yourself. Like, say you're Lane Spurkus and you got a gig and you want to promote it. Go for it, man. That's why it's there. So I did a post and I want to make sure I'm not coming across as a jerky face. I was prepping for the show and I saw a clip from comedian Ali Colbert. And I'm like, I'm not familiar with Ali Colbert. While Ali Colbert was on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, I'm going to check out her set. I do many things. One of the other things I do is I program the comedy offerings on the Live by Live app. So I like to stay hip to the newest up and coming comedians. I'm like, I'm going to check out Ali Colbert. And I clicked on it and I started watching it. I'm like, I'm going to share this on the Daily Comedy News Facebook group page, which I did. Now, as I watched Ali Colbert, the set was okay. And I noticed she was getting a lot of clapter. So I shared the clip because I thought it was a good illustration of what I talk about when clapter happens. Clapter is the audience going, yeah, good point. And they clap, but they're not laughing. But it's stand-up comedy. And I'm not sure what that is. It's just some sort of positive affirmation of, yeah, you said something and I dig it. But it's not a laugh. Then as I continued watching Ali's set, I noticed she wasn't getting genuine laughs. She was getting, yeah, you know, so and then here's the punchline. And then the audience would laugh because she left a hole and she obviously just told a joke. But it wasn't like a good laugh, if you know what I mean. And so I don't come here to pile on Ali Colbert. It just I started looking at this and I'm like, what's going on here? I've never heard of Ali Colbert. I'm sure she's wonderful. Let me dig deeper. She was promoting her podcast. I went to a website called Chartable. Her podcast does not rank in the U.S. comedy charts. It is out in the Canadian charts. It is out in the French charts. As I record this midday on Monday, it is number 97 on the Apple Podcast comedy charts in Russia and number 194 in Apple Podcasts in Mexico. So I'm like, all right, this is not some sort of super popular podcast I'm not familiar with. Let me check her socials. Twitter, 15,000 followers. Instagram, 73,000 followers. Very respectable. No mention on her own website of a TikTok, so it's not that. The podcast has 64 ratings. Then I looked at her bio. After graduating NYU Tisch, Ali Colbert landed a job as an NBC page at 30 Rock. Okay, so that's how she would know Jimmy Fallon. In 2017, she went on to make her TV debut on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, because he knows her from the hallway. All right, that makes sense. Since then, Ali's worked as a writer as The Onion and has performed her very clever and provocative stand-up at the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival in Atlanta, as well as the Big Sky Comedy Festival in Montana. Again, better credits than mine, but this isn't like Montreal or New York Comedy Festival. This whole booking on The Tonight Show to me is just odd. It's not big socials. Up-and-comer, great, good job, Jimmy Fallon. Did somebody cancel late Thanksgiving week and he hooked up the former page? Again, I'm not saying she's bad. I'm not anti-Ali Colbert. It's just a weird booking. That's what I'm trying to say. It's weird. I kept digging a little bit, and apparently she's been in some videos for a website brand called Betches, which I know has a decent following, so it could be that, but the whole thing is weird here. Again, I shared her set. My original intention was like, hey, here's an up-and-coming comic, check her out. But as I dug deeper, I'm like, why is she on The Tonight Show? Just seemed like a bit of a stretch there. So my two theories, one, they share an agent, but I looked and I think she is WME and I think Fallon is CAA, so it's not that. So it must just be, oh yeah, the page from a couple years ago, sure, she's cool. I don't know. Very strange. I come in peace. Allie Colbert, everybody check out her comedy. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. See you back here tomorrow.